What do you want to get from the finance minister come Wednesday? It's a weird budget. I'm so grumpy because I'm not going to be going to lock up. There isn't space, limited numbers of seats available, COVID restrictions, and there's no sort of clever idea as to how to let people get hold of budget documents under threat of, I don't know, excommunication from budgets of the future if you do spill your guts. And they can trace. I mean, they could trace whoever leaked information on the budget, and I don't think you need to go into a lockup. This isn't the 1930s. In the 21st century, I think you can trust people better. But, you know, National Treasury is concerned that we can't be trusted, and therefore is going to be restricting access to the number of people who can get early access to the information. But what would you like to see in that budget speech? What would you like to see? Ross McCullough, you are still alive. You are still brewing beer, through which fans of the Jack Black Brewing Company will be grateful for in Cape Town. It's been a hell of an 11 and a half months.
Yes, it has. And, you know, you just got to try and keep your game face on and keep cheerful and keep the team going at the brewery and say, you know, everything's going to be okay. But sometimes it's difficult to be optimistic, you know?
It is difficult, but are you back to brewing? Are you brewing at, 10, 20, 50, 60% of what you were brewing the capacity this time last year?
Yeah, so we've come back quite nicely. You know, we've been filling the pipeline, and you know, every time we do open up from lockdown, there's a nice surge in sales. So we've looked at the annual plan for 2021, and we've been producing to that plan in the hopes that the second half of the year will see some uptick and we can achieve our 2021 plan. Even though again we had a tough start in January. So we are producing, we're putting it out there. We have seen some nice sales. You know, our tap room at the brewery is quite quiet. There is some optimism for this year.
Great. Now, what do you want in the budget speech? I mean, if there's one thing that I am willing to stake bits of my anatomy on, and that is that the excise duties on booze, including beer, the stuff you brew, will go up.
So there's also a challenging piece, and it's hard to find the optimism there. So we are anticipating between 10 and 15% increase, which is going to be hard to swallow. We've always tried, you know, at Jack Black, and I think most of the craft beer guys are really, you know, trying to not hand on or pass on these increases, you know, but quite often we have to. But for a company of our size, you know, we're still medium size, quite small. You know, the goal for us is to really try and reduce complexity in our business and really look at those cost-cutting initiatives, rationalizing SKUs, so that we can really focus on the products and brands that are working. You know, again, through that complexity, then we can look at these cost-cutting initiatives so that we can really try and absorb some of those increases, and then of course, you know, in excise increases, and of course we also look at building brand and trust with our consumer. And then if we do have to increase pricing because of excise, then, you know, with that brand trust that our consumers have, hopefully they'll follow us when and if we have to, you know, increase our prices.
I suppose the biggest victory through this time has been surviving. I mean, by coming out of the various lockdowns and being able to supply beer into a thirsty market, where so many of your rivals simply haven't managed to do so. We've seen lots of your rivals, small rivals, and the gin guys and others, the big adventurous guys who were really hustling hard to create something new and unique, going out of business, sadly.
Yeah, it has been really difficult, but what we've become a lot better at doing is planning. So that could be seen as a silver lining. Our management team has been great. We sit together a lot and plan, replan, replan, and then replan again. So the planning has been good. It's really allowed us to focus on the parts of the business that work. We've also had some great opportunities to look at innovations, really look at what's happening in the markets, where the consumer's taste profile is going, what they're looking for, lower alcohol type products, So it's given us a bit of time to go, what are we doing? Are we doing the right thing? And I guess that could be seen as the silver lining. So we're quite excited about some of the new things that we're going to be releasing soon. And that's one of those small things that may be a positive out of this whole mess.
Ross McCullough, a mess indeed. Thank you. Founder at Jack Black Brewing Company, Ross McCullough this evening on the line to us from Cape Town. And yeah, lots of small businesses have collapsed. Lots of small businesses have folded. They have gone, they've demised. They have died. They have expired. They haven't managed to weather the trials and tribulations of the lockdowns. But the Jack Black guys are seeming, brew beer, can you be in good spirits? I think you can be in good spirits if you brew beer.